Let's get right to Steve Burness from the Better Business Bureau, because you and I were just talking and you said, hey, Anna, I know there's so many COVID-19 scams out there and we've talked about them. You said you haven't seen this many in your 30-year plus history doing what you do at the Better Business Bureau. But now there are a bunch of contract scams because of all that flooding. Right, Steve?
It never ends, Anna. It really does.
Geez.
You got individuals taking advantage of anybody in any situation they can. You know, heavy spring rains always bring the perfect storm for scammers, and unfortunately this happened again in the last week that we've seen a record rainfall in the saturated soils, and an additional rain is supposed to be coming next week. You've got consumers who are doing business with contractors. They don't do their due diligence or homework on it in any way, shape, or form. It's kind of disheartening because we have this information on file, you know, for the contractors, what their grade is and what information they have, and there's other resources for consumers, but they don't do the rechecking, and they check after when, Anna, it's too late because they already got your money or they're gone and they're not coming back with it.
So how does that usually, what's the typical case of what you're seeing here? Then tell us what the tip-off to the rip-off is, please, too.
Sure. What happens normally is when you need a contractor, so does everybody else. So the good contractors, you know, have a long waiting list of, you know, to get to you. So you open a phone book or look online, you pick anybody at random, and that's not the best thing to do until you do your research on them. Just because they have a pretty ad or you know, large ad is not indicative of, you know, what type of company they are. And then consumers sometimes look online and they don't see anything positive or negative, and they think, well, that's good news. Well, that's not the case, because it could be not even a contractor. It could be just somebody who is you know, saying they're a contractor. So the tip-off to the rip-off is actually doing some of the research on those contractors, especially if you can't find any information that they will, you know, promise you everything under the sun, and they will not put anything in writing, and then they will, you know, take your money and run away or do shoddy work. So most times consumers, you know, obviously need to check with the Better Business Bureau, but do some research in other organizations before just that one you're doing business with. If somebody knocks at your door, you're not going to do business with them until you do some research on them and get two or three other bids. Because right when it's water is running into your basement, or, you know, sewer running your backup in your basement, people tend to go as quick as they can. And these people, some of them are storm chasers, which means they come into an area when the storm hits, and they promise you everything, and then they're gone. So it's really disheartening to see people lose their money.
You know, Steve, my mom got hit with her tuck pointing, and they wanted half in advance and half later, and then, of course, never showed. But I just wonder, is that common industry practice to say you want money up front, and is that okay? It's just as long as you've checked them out. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, do your research with the Better Business Bureau, but also there's what we usually say is a third down, third in the middle, and third at the end. So advance fee is okay, but don't give more than a third down, and make sure it's all in writing. But again, that we've seen time again where they leave with a third as well. So it's really, you got to know the contractor before doing business with them, and never wait for a storm to hit to have somebody in mind or lined up. Rather, you should know of a good locksmith. You should know of a good doctor. You should know of a good tuck pointer before something happens, because the worst time to look for something is when water's pouring into your basement or your siding falling down or something like that, when you need somebody quickly. That's where people tend to put their guard down, is if there's water filling in their basement, they just go with anybody that answers the phone, or the prettiest dad they see, or the biggest dad, and that's probably the worst thing to do, because there's so many resources out there to check those organizations out, and especially the Better Business Bureau is also a referral agency, too. So if you do need a waterproof, or you do need an air conditioning company, or are buying a new car, you can go to the BBB and get a list of the BBB-accredited businesses in that industry.
Good stuff to know, Steve. You always bring it to us and let us know to be ahead of this kind of stuff, which is important before people get taken. Never feels good when that happens.
Exactly. Thank you for having me.